With everyone's permission, happiest Wednesday. A reminder, tonight is Rosh Chodesh.
Yes.
So don't forget about
Two days. And Friday.
Today's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Bat Jalinus, Chana Bat Shemuel, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Sarah Bat Moshe, and Tzivya Bat Mashiach. Ruach Hashem, Tenicham Began Eden. So Peleos was teaching us about Amen. And he had just started with telling us a person has to be very careful when saying Kaddish. And he's going to continue with other brachot as well. If a person doesn't pronounce and say the words correctly, you can change the meaning of what you're saying.
Yes.
And chas v'shalom, you could be saying the opposite of what you're trying to say. You know, if you're trying to say that you're praising Hashem, and instead you say something to blaspheme Hashem. You're saying something incorrect. And then, on top of that, you're making others say amen.
On what you're saying.
On the wrong thing.
Disaster.
So he's going to say, hi, hey, there, tov. Sometimes it's better not to say anything than to say the wrong thing. So, v'aflazot, so he says, and furthermore, he says, da'ava nefesh yireh Hashem, he says, the souls of those who fear God are in pain. Mere'ot ra'ata meha'aretz, when you see the ignoramuses, the ignorant people, shechoshvim ligrom oneg la'avihem ve'imam. They're thinking, you know, I want to bring pleasure to the neshama of my father. I want to bring pleasure to the neshama of my mother. So ve'konim bechesef male kaddishim haftarot. So they start buying kaddish and they start buying haftarah. Mm-hmm. They start buying the zechut to say kaddish and they start buying the zechut to say
during the year. That's what we do.
So there's the minhag is al pi zohar from the zohar. A lot of people don't know the original minhag. Is to buy the haftarah.
Yes.
That Le'ilui Nishmat, father or mother, you try to get the maftir and the haftarah. Not the mashlim and kaddish.
Yes.
And even though Rav Ovadia Yosef writes, even though mashlim technically has the kaddish,
but the
minhag al pi Kabbalah is the haftarah is very important. To have the maftir and haftarah is very important. But as he says, Rav Ovadia makes the same point that the Peleoitz is going to make right now. That's assuming that you know how to read it. It's assuming that you know how to read the Haftarah correctly and you know how to read the Brachot before and afterward correctly.
If
a person isn't able to, and maybe this is why the Mashadis promote more
I think that's the
Mashlim and the Kaddish, because the Haftarah is very difficult to read. It's not easy to read the Haftarah. Even for someone who's a good Torah reader, it's not easy to read the Haftarah very, very well. You have to be really... A person who reads the Haftarah well has to be very advanced in his Hebrew in order to read the Haftarah well. So he says they're paying a lot of money in order to buy the Haftarah. And they're thinking, I'm going to do a pleasure and a service to my mother and honor my father, honor my mother. And he says, "Uf lisa fik, without a doubt, should become oneg instead of bringing them pleasure." Gormim nega chas v'shalom. They do the opposite chas v'shalom. Biyot maskirim shemod levatala. They're saying the wrong things. They're saying Hashem's name in vain because they're not reading correctly. One time there was someone that was making the brachot of the haftarah. It says in it, because Hashem, you are a God and a King who is Ne'eman, who is trustworthy and faithful, Rahmanato. And the person, instead of saying Kel, instead of saying Hashem's name, he says Ki En Melech Ne'eman. He accidentally said a Nun instead of a Lamed. En means you're not. They say Ki En Melech Ne'eman Rahmanato. It means because you are not a King who is trustworthy.
Amen.
He said the opposite. Then the opposite, so from changing one letter. Instead of ki el ne'eman rachaman, ki en melech ne'eman rachaman.
In the halacha it says, if you don't know how to read, the one who reads the haftarah has to say the bracha.
But give it to someone who reads correctly.
If it's the chazan, he has to say the bracha.
Yeah, if he's not able to. But the proper way is the one who said the bracha of the maftir.
He should be the one to say the bracha of the haftarah.
Always think in advance. The one who's saying the maftir doesn't know how to make the brachot for the haftarah, he shouldn't get the maftir. Give the maftir originally. Give the maftir to the person who can make the brachot of the haftarah. from the outset. So don't get yourself into a situation that he said
they cannot tell. You cannot buy them. You cannot buy.
For somebody that can't read, then what?
Give him aliyah. Give him aliyah Rafi'i. Give him aliyah Khamishi. But don't.
You're going to embarrass a person.
Don't give him aftir and aftir.
It's not nice.
Give him Rafi'i or Khamishi. Don't give him aftir and aftir.
Ashadi had a good heart.
So he said, "Umcharefim, umgadefim, begormim bitul aniyat amenim." Chas v'shalom. You sometimes can say the opposite about Hashem. You can say heresy. And on top of that, he says you cause people not to be able to answer amen. Someone who hears that someone is saying the opposite of a bracha, you can't say amen to it. How are you supposed to say amen to something that doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
Or to something that's saying the opposite about Hashem? So you're causing them also to not be able to say amen. What's it worth? You're not saying a bracha even. By what you're doing. He said, if only it should be instead of buying the maftir and aftarah, just give the money to tzedakah. Either give the money to the poor or make a donation to the kanisa.
In
the name of your parents, just make a donation. Just make the donation to to the kanisa.
Look at this paragraph. It's all about.
He says, even Misha Yeshlo Leshon Limudim. He said, even if there's somebody that is able to read, you know, they know how to read very well, and they know how to read nicely. The Omer Haftarah B'Chodeh Kitikunan. He properly knows how to read the Haftarah and the Brachot. Im Katzro Katzra Yadom Liot Oches Baze VeGam Mize. If he was not able to do both, to both buy the Haftarah and to give tzedakah to the poor, V'Tzarich Liknot Haftarah B'Yoker, because the Haftarah, the price of it is very expensive. Because it's going for a high price. And in the Kanisa, Omer Ani said, I would say to that person, find poor people who really need it and give tzedakah to poor people who really need it.
And
that's much better than buying the Haftarah. And this is for somebody, he said, I'm talking about somebody who knows how to read.
Wow.
Somebody who is able to read the Haftarot. He says, if you cannot do both, and you have to only do one or the other because the Haftarah is very expensive, because instead of spending the money on the Haftarah, give the money to poor people who really need it. That's a greater pleasure to your parents who had passed away than to go buy the Haftarah. Of course, if a person is able to do both. He's not telling you don't do both, but he said if you had to choose one, even for the one who can read it and properly knows how to read the Haftarah, giving tzedakah to someone who really needs it is more important and is a higher level. It'll make Hashem happier, and it'll help the neshama of his parents go to even higher level. Kol shekhen, he says, even more so, if there's someone who can't read, right? And sometimes you have to teach people, admit that you can't read. Admit that you can't read.
They don't usually buy the Haftarah. Don't
come to read it. Sometimes they do.
Somebody else buys it for them, and then they're, you know, caught in the...
Sometimes there are some individuals who feel that they are able to, or sometimes they buy it for them and they think that they have to do it. He says, if the parents would have been able to come to him and talk to him, right? They would be yelling at him.
You're slapping us again today, Rabbi. It's not fair.
They go to the rabbi. My parents keep on coming to me in dreams at night. I don't know what's going on.
He said, who asked you to do this?
He's slapping us every day. Rabbi, it's not fair.
En melech neman rachamanata. Chadalecha, don't do it. Ki ya'eder tov misiyot ara. Sometimes
I buy the Haftarah a lot.
Baruch Hashem, you read beautifully. Baruch Hashem. Now we have the Zechut. Rabbi Yaakov reads beautifully. But there are sometimes you shake from some of the mistakes. So, v'ra'ui lechol adam.
Shivering.
It's worthy. It's worthy.
It's okay, you did good, don't worry. Now he's scared.
Hey, the alternative is if somebody has a sal and they know that it's coming up and they want to buy the Haftarah,
you should prepare it. Yes.
Prepare it. That's really what should be done. The same way. The Torah readers prepare their parts, prepare the Haftarah, practice the brachot.
And you have to just pay the price. So don't let anybody
That's for Haftarah Yonah. Haftarah Yonah,
nobody
knew about Haftarah Yonah. Suddenly, everybody, this is it.
So, ve'ra'ui lechol adam, and it's worthy for any person, shechoshesh al banav o'an mitzatan, anybody who cares about his children. Even if you only care about one of your sons and you don't care about the others. That they won't know Chas v'Shalom, maybe they won't know how to say Kaddish, how to say the Haftarah. Teach them before you pass away.
Teach them before you pass away. He has a very big point.
So he says, teach them to say the Kaddish and Haftarah.
It's a responsibility.
And he says, tell them if they don't know how to read, if they're not able to read Hebrew,
they shouldn't.
Tell them, don't say Kaddish, don't say Haftarah for me if you don't know how to read it.
Why?
Not for the 12 months, not for the year. Until you find somebody to teach you, find a Talmid Chacham, find a rabbi to sit with you. So have them teach them, have them tell you if you know how to say it properly, say it. He says, or have them teach you, or yiskeru ez Talmid Chacham, or hire somebody. And he said, and if you don't know how to read it, hire somebody, hire a Talmid Chacham, hire a rabbi to say Kaddish on your behalf. And obviously it's always better and it's higher, and that the sons themselves should learn how to do it and they should read it themselves. That gives the greatest, the neshama, the highest honor. But if they're not able to, so hire someone who knows how to read. Hire someone who knows how to say it properly and how to do it properly. And that'll be a greater honor to them. He says it'll be a greater honor for them in Shamayim, and Bezer Hashem they'll have children who will be able to do it.
Amen.
Avalze, he says, but this, he said there's reading properly, he says, and then there's also reading slowly enough that people can hear and answer. Don't swallow all the words. Amen. So that everybody will be able to answer amen. Also after Dekucha Brichu. What he's saying is that many Sfaradim have the custom. We don't really have the minhag.
Before starting.
Whenever you answer Yehe Shemer Abba Mevarach, so whenever they answer all the way to the end.
Yeah, I usually answer to what they answer.
So we, I'm saying, the Sharis usually we just add Yitbarach. Rabbi Ben Chaim also, until Yitbarach. Yitbarach, that's enough to answer. But there are many that they have the custom that they go all the way to the end. Now the people who are answering go all the way to the end. So in those communities, what they say to the Chazanim is, you have to read the Kaddish slowly because whenever you get to the part of Shemei Dekucha Berichu, they're not going to be able to answer Amen because they're still reading until the end because they have a lot to read. So if you get up to the Kucha Brichu and they didn't finish yet, then they didn't get it, they're not going to be able to answer Amen. So they tell the Chazan, read it slowly, so they're able to get to the end, and they're still going to be able to answer Amen. That's what he is saying over
that's
here.
That's very caring.
For us, usually it's not a problem, because like we, I'm saying, we
follow
he says another thing he mentions, that he says there's sometimes you're saying Kaddish by yourself, but sometimes there's many people saying Kaddish.
They should all say it together.
All say it together as much as possible.
In coordination, because it's very bad.
You don't know which one to answer, how much you answer, the one that's closest to you, the one that you hear first.
It comes in an echo, and you have to say it Amen 10 times.
So Matov, he says, how good it is that Chazan HaKnesset, that the Chazan in the synagogue
should be the one
leading. He says if he sees them, he should be the one either to set a pace to lead it, or also he says if he sees people that are having difficulty saying it properly, someone should say it with them.
Even if
he himself doesn't need to. So this I see sometimes also.
Should, as a Chazan, you have to say the Kaddish of the mourners.
This is a Mashari Minhag. Yes, this is a Mashari Minhag.
We don't do it.
But here he's saying, and this, I'll tell you, this, this is a point I see, a different point also. I see sometimes whenever you have Avelim during the Shiva, that they don't know how to read so well themselves, or they're still learning it. Somebody else says it with them. Either the Chazan or one of their relatives who reads well, reads it slowly with them in order to help them say the words properly. And that's a very good Minhag. It's a very good thing to do. Even if the person saying with them doesn't have the Kaddish himself.
Yeah, he can help them.
But he can help them say it and say it along with them so that they learn how to say the words properly.
I was talking about the Chazan.
It's a Minhag of Mashari, the Chazan of Mashari. Shemar Gomim is a Barak, it is a Gora Rabbim says it that way, they can learn how to say it. All right. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. We're going to get to the end
of
the
minute. We have 5 minutes less tomorrow, remember.
Everyone have a wonderful day.
Amen.
Happiest Wednesday.
Erev Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow.